Well, Dr. David Martin has heroically and prolifically been all over the place exposing that these shots being falsely referred to as vaccines are more realistically an intentionally released bioweapon designed to maim, incapacitate, handicap, injure, and kill. Dr. Jane Ruby was here reporting on some of those Dr. David Martin findings and this expose, and she's here with more now. You've kind of started your own series, Bioweapons for Babies, and you have more on that now.
You know, Stu, it's like an onion. The more we peel back, the more sources come forward, the more these things all are starting to tie together.
And the more people's eyes water. I mean, there's a lot of crying people out here. We just dealt with this earlier today. This poor father lost his 11-week-old baby. This is insane.
This is what we're trying to stop. Look, we let's start a little bit from the beginning. We all know that the FDA has given the green light to jab 5 to 11-year-olds, and I've already told you guys that the Pfizer group is ready to submit the 2 to 4-year-old data before the end of this year, and by March you will have 6-month-old babies to 2 years old getting these jabs. Now, look, we already have an infrastructure. This is what's interesting, right? People have been taking these jabs, whether they're coerced or whether they've done it 100% voluntarily, for many months now. We have the drug stores, we have community centers, we have school jab centers. But what's happening now is this really incredible phenomenon of doctors and small healthcare practices coming forward with what they're called these new child clinics. Listen, to give 5 to 11-year-olds, they're drooling to get this into people. I mean, they're bringing in superheroes. They're bringing Santa Clauses in, lollipops, in exchange for the health and life of your babies. Stu, we got a source from Kentucky, the state of Kentucky, who has provided a tremendous amount of documentation, very concerned about a doctor in that state. And this is just an example of many, many of these stories that I have documentation provided to me on. This is a doctor named Dr. James Kyle Turnbow. He and his wife, Nicole, who's a pediatric nurse practitioner, he's a pediatrician. They have a PSA announcement. They've got their own YouTube channel, apparently, and they just came out to tell people that they're going to start tomorrow on the 20th, this very special child clinic. They called it, interestingly enough, she calls it a mass vaccination clinic. I just found that really strange, right? Mass murder, mass genocide. They're doing a mass vaccination clinic. They're bringing in Santa Claus, lots of lollipops.
Sick.
And what they're doing is they're signing up hundreds and hundreds of 5-year-olds in their clinic. I just want to share with you what this source provided. It's so much more than what's on its face. Dr. Turnbow, by the way, is the recipient of a federal PPP loan. Those are the payroll protection program loans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll remember they're almost 100% forgiven.
Yes.
They're tax exempt. You can even deduct other expenses against them. Well, he got a loan, we see here on the documentation, of $1 million. And it looks like he's double dipping because he's taking that money and he could be using it to expand. He's getting many, many different locations, specifically to jab 5-year-olds. And it gets even deeper, Stu, because he is connected to the Department of Defense and to the Department of Homeland Security. Recently, it says here, it came out in the news that he was appointed as to the National Merchant Mariner Medical Advisory Committee. So he's working for the DOD, essentially. He's working in the Department of Homeland Security. Talk about a conflict of interest. And he's double dipping on his PPP loan. You can see here he's listed Dr. James Turnbow, Corporate Medical Director, HealthWorks Medical LLC. And he and his wife are double dipping to use that money to make even more millions of dollars jabbing 5-year-olds. And it doesn't end there, unfortunately, Stu. This is a nationwide problem. For bioweapons for babies, we also have Mercy Hospital is setting up the first vaccine clinic for children. That's in Eastern Tennessee. You have a Dr. David Berry, who's a DO physician, and he's going to start. He actually started 2 weeks ago. This is in the Blacksburg, Virginia pediatric group. It's called Blacksburg Pediatrics. And they have said, we have seen a huge response. This is what breaks my heart, Stu. We've seen a huge response from the community, and we're humbled by it. okay, they're humbled by the fact that parents are waltzing their five-year-olds in to get this bioweapon shot.
Disgusting.
We're offering COVID-19 vaccines for anyone 5 years of age and up in our community. You do not have to be an established patient. Stu, when we looked a little closer at Blacksburg, Virginia Pediatrics, we saw it was owned by a group, Privia Medical Group, which is almost 100% owned by, you ready, Goldman Sachs. Mm. And they're giving out vaccinated popsicles and lollipops. And you can see that in the picture here. They put together, you know, the glove to give it. They're going to get a sticker. They're going to get a lollipop. And they're also going to get a deadly mRNA bioweapon that is probably going to cut their lives short. They probably will not live a normal lifespan.
They're not going to have an immune system. They're going to be totally shut down. Their organs are going to be at risk. I mean, all of it.
Yes, and they've actually been jabbing children as young as five. And you know, Stu, it's not going to end at the five-year-olds. They know they're going to have the 2 to 4-year-old group and the 6-month. And by the time everybody figures this out, Stu, in a year or so, there are going to be parents, I've predicted this all along, committing suicide when they realize what they've done. Can't you guys just wait? Just wait.
I mean, seriously, this virus, this chimerically engineered virus, chimerically engineered at the hands of the sociopathic Tony Fauci, taxpayer-funded Wuhan lab intentionally released virus. This thing does not, by and large, impact kids. Virtually none, zero. And they don't spread it.
No, so they don't.
What is the reason for you to do this to your children? When you have seen over and over again what it's doing to adults, what it did to the 12 to 17 year olds, don't you see the massive push? And here's the thing that I want to mention. As Antifa and BLM, rioters and criminal anarchists for these communist radical Democrats will be able to riot and loot and burn and maim and assault and kill with impunity. These doctors that you're talking about that are double dipping and committing criminal activity and jabbing these kids and making millions of dollars profiteering off of the injection of a bioweapon into these kids are going to be able to do it with impunity.
You know, and Stu, last ditch effort to these parents. Parents, you know, read the documentation. Use your common sense. In the Eastern Tennessee Children's Hospital materials, Stu, they make a statement that these vaccines can protect kids, quote unquote, can protect kids from getting infected with the coronavirus that causes C19. And then in the very next paragraph, they say, occasionally vaccinated people may get infected with the virus. I mean, you have to use your common sense. If you see them lying one paragraph to another, parents, please pay attention. Hold off.
Dr. Jane, we'll be tracking the lies. Bioweapons for babies. We will see you next Monday.
You bet, Stu. Thanks.